Last week, on the opening day of the 48th Parliament, hundreds gathered at Parliament House in Canberra to urge the government to take more action on preventing starvation in Gaza. I spoke to individuals to find out why they were attending. Adam, an activist from Sydney, drove down to attend the protest.
I'm here today to demand sanctions on Israel immediately. Like, the leaders of the Israeli state and the Israeli military are wanted by international courts for war crimes. Our government's got over 1,500 sanctions on Russia, but they've taken no action to sanction the Israeli government. They've sanctioned two of the ministers, but not the government they're part of. In fact, they have been proven to be exporting lethal weapons and weapons parts to that government and to the Israeli Defence Force. So until they stop, we'll keep protesting and building the power to stop them ourselves if expressing our opinion isn't enough.
While some argued for Albanese to acknowledge documented weapons trade, others hoped to appeal to his humanity, such as one local resident and student at ANU.
I think being here like shows how many people support Palestine, and I think it helps like every person here helps really show the government right in front of Parliament House how bad it is that we're supporting Israel. I hope that Albanese can actually see us and hear us and really, really, really feel it in his heart what he's actually doing. And I hope that it's impacting him as much as it's actually impacting the people of Palestine.
One UTS student who also travelled from Sydney spoke of the outcome of similar protest actions at his campus.
I came from Sydney. I'm a UTS student, part of Students Against War at UTS. At UTS, we've been fighting for the ties to be cut with Israel based on the ICJ and the United Nations report on the humanitarian aid that's been going on. Where you have starving children going on and a whole blockade on humanitarian aid on them. And so we're here with a lot of communities and united fronts up in here in the parliament to demand, you know, the opening of the parliament, that we need to cut the ties with Israel.
Earlier that morning, Foreign Minister Penny Wong signed an international statement of condemnation regarding Israel's blockade of aid. These protesters argue that this condemnation and the existing sanctions do not go far enough.
Parliament put up sanctions on far-right Ben-Gvir and Bezalel. However, I don't think those are strong enough for universities to be able to cut those ties. We need stronger sanctions on Israel, and we need them now.
Many protesters gathered here hoped that this day would raise awareness and encourage others to participate in future events.
I wish there were so many more people at this protest. Every Australian, every human throughout the world should be outraged at what's happening in Gaza and Palestine at the moment.
In the eyes of the crowd, this is a day of action that follows almost 2 years of regular protesting across the country and internationally. And as most of the speeches proclaimed, when will this Australian government act to prevent the deaths of more Palestinians?
It is time to seize all military sales and impose economic sanctions like we've done with our countries and in the past, most recently like we've done with Russia. It is time to recognise a Palestine as a sovereign state, and that Palestinians, like other nations, have a right to live, have a right to govern for themselves, and more importantly than anything, have a right to return to their native land, wherever they are today.